Keith Peters reporting. Lawyers presented dueling narratives in former President Trump's criminal trial Monday in New York City as jurors got their first glimpse into the prosecution accusing Trump of falsifying business records as part of a scheme to squelch negative stories about him during his 2016 presidential campaign. Trump told reporters as he left court, it's a case as to bookkeeping, which is a very minor thing.
I got indicted. I'm the leading candidate. I'm beating Biden. I'm beating the Republicans now. I have the nomination. And this is what they try to take me off the trail for. That checks being paid to a lawyer. He is a lawyer, or was a lawyer.
The opening statements offered the 12-person jury and the voting public a roadmap for viewing the allegations at the heart of the case and Trump's expected defenses. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports on the growing protests against Israel at U.S. colleges and universities as the Jewish Passover holiday begins.
Outside Columbia University in Manhattan, officials in New York City and across the country are urging calm.
Talk to each other, understand different points of view.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul outside Columbia University, where in-person learning was canceled for the day, and NYPD legal official Michael Gerber says they've been asked to generally stay off the campus except for last week.
They had students who were trespassing. They asked us to come on the campus to take action.
The arrests of demonstrators sparked new pro-Palestinian encampments at schools like MIT and the University of North Carolina. I'm Jackie Quinn.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 253 points, the NASDAQ rose 169, the S&P 500 advanced 43. This is SRN News. United Methodists are gathering in North Carolina.
The denomination's long-delayed general conference begins Tuesday in Charlotte and will run through May 3rd. The featured event is expected to be a formalization of the ongoing split in the UMC over gay marriage and homosexual ordination. Thousands of conservative congregations have been abandoning the denomination in recent years, opting for other affiliations and cutting the UMC's membership by roughly 25%. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
With anti-Semitism on the rise around the world, the Swiss Parliament has approved a measure that would ban the use or display of Nazi and racist symbols that could foment extremist hate or violence. The proposal goes beyond a simple ban on Nazi memorabilia, which had failed in the past in Parliament, to include other forms of extremist symbols. Member of Parliament Raphael Mahayam pointed out today in Switzerland it's possible to fly a flag with a swastika. This is SRN News. One of China's top military leaders has taken a harsh line on regional territorial disputes. He told an international naval gathering that China would strike back with force if its interests came under threat. We hear more on this story from correspondent Charles de Ledesma, reporting from London.
Zhang Yuja, the vice chairman of the ruling Communist Party's Central Military Commission, says the nation's territorial sovereignty brooks no infringement and its core interests cannot be challenged, and that the Chinese military will resolutely defend the reunification and interest of the motherland. The four-day meeting comes amid heightened tensions over China's assertive actions in the Taiwan Strait and the East and South China Seas, and as China's navy has grown into the world's largest by number of hulls. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.